I love the Lord because He first loved me. I'm not loving Him for what He can do for me, what He's already done. Jesus is, I told them last weekend somewhere, I don't know, I was in four churches last weekend, and I said Jesus is the reason for all seasons, not just this season, for all seasons. Ever since time began, Brother Junior, there's been spring, there's been summer, there's been fall, and there'll be winter. The Scripture speaks of this, Brother Fred, and it always will be. But I'm glad that one day, Brother Gary, the springtime began to rise in my heart. And Jesus made me whole. Simply, Brother David, because I asked Him to. Simply because I went lowly before His throne and I begged for Him to save my soul. I'm glad and thankful that you all are here. I'm not here much on the third weekend. I get out and travel around. But another year is almost come and gone. And I want you to know that you're my special family. The things we suffered through the year has been for a reason. The things we've rejoiced for a year has been a good reason. There's a cause for all things, Brother Roger. I've been praying so hard. I know that God is in control, Brother Fred. And the world that I live in, Brother David, is quickly drawing to a close. About five times last night, I was up from my bed praying that God would be here today, Brother Lon. Nobody knows how much I love this church. How could they not know? You don't know unless you have the position that Brother Junior and some of us, all of us have got here as preaching brothers, have all got here. How much we pray for this church. It's just not me, Brother Junior, it's you and Brother Greg and all you preaching brothers. There's more put on us than what people realize. Brother Gary, it's a responsibility that we asked for and didn't even know what we asked for. But I know today, Brother David, that as you called me last night and that little needy family that you asked for, some children probably won't have any Christmas this year as we recognize Christmas. But Christmas is in my heart 365 days a year. Amen. Can't take it out. But today, we know that Jesus, as Rita come through the little hallway of the house, and come through and tears were in her eyes. She said, He's gone. The young man we prayed so hard for, Brother David, gone home. Gone home. I thought, Sister Kim, as you said, his family would be coming back. I remember many years ago, Brother David, I was in the country of Germany. I left there with my young son, dead, coming back home. I thought of that, how hard that was. How hard it was to see him die and nothing I could do to stop it. But I know this, Brother Gary, that he's resting in the arms of Jesus. I know that, Brother Fred. And I hope and pray today that you're in that same way. I hope you are, Brother Lon. I hope they are. I'm glad and thankful that Jesus seen fit to save my soul. You all pray just for a few moments of time that God will bless me. I hope and pray, Brother Terry, do you like to preach? Lord, I love to preach, brother. I love to preach, Brother Junior. Somebody don't understand what great responsibility there is for being called a preacher. Brother Greg, there's a lot goes with it. As Rita and I gathered out yesterday with our friends, the United Baptist brethren and sisters, Brother J.D. and all of them, we gathered out to have a good time at a birthday party of a dear friend of ours that we've known for a long time. I hope and pray that God will bless me. She told her daughter, she said, there's two people I want you to invite if you haven't invited them. I want you to invite Terry and Rita to come to my birthday party. She said, I already have. Brother Greg, as we go through this life, we're planting something along the journey, Brother Junior. We're either planting good or bad, Brother Gary. We're either sowing good seed or bad seed, Brother. And I want you to know, Brother Fred, I want to sow the good seed as I go through. But I want you to know that maybe I'll sow a little seed along the way, Brother Gary. But maybe you will come by and water, Brother John. What's to do? But I want you to know that God will give the increase, Brother Gary. Yesterday, I want you to know that how many years I've been standing here and trying to preach the gospel of Brother Gary, and sometimes I've been able to do that by the power of God. But someday, Brother Bobby, I'm going to a place where I won't have to preach no more today. But I want you to know, Brother Junior, there is a need for a two-legged man down here to preach the gospel, Brother. Brother Fred, because I hear him quoting the scriptures, and he said like this, he said, I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, another angel, Brother Junior. There had to be one prior to that, Brother Fred. But he said, I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven. What was it doing, Brother Junior? Preaching what? The gospel to how many, Brother? To every nation, kindred and tongue, Brother. Today, and somebody said, well, there ain't no need for a preacher man then. Today, I want you to know that God calls men, Brother, to preach the gospel, Brother Greg. Today, brethren, God calls them to preach the gospel. And Brother Junior told you what the gospel is. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, unto the Jew and also unto the Greek, brethren. And today, wherein there is righteousness revealed from faith to faith, brother, and not from faith to unbelief, but faith to faith, Brother Gary. Yesterday, righteousness is revealed from faith to faith. Because, brethren, if a man don't believe, today he has no faith, brethren. Today I hope God will, just for a few minutes of time, come my way. Yesterday, Brother Lon, I love Jesus because He first loved me. And upon this Christmas Eve, time was coming close, Brother David. Yesterday, I hope every man and every woman today will get Jesus down in their heart today, because one day, many years ago, Brother John, at mile marker 146, like Brother Gary in a cab of an old pickup truck, Brother Gary, yesterday, in a cab of an old pickup truck, Brother Lon, I give it all to Him today, and I'll tell you what He gave me today. Oh, Brother Junior, He gave me salvation today, and I want you to know today that He gave me salvation today. Yesterday, brethren, that salvation, it went with me wherever I go, Brother Fred. And today, it goes with me when I lay down at night, brethren. Oh, brother. He gets up with me in the morning, brother. And I want you to know, in that great and noble day, Brother Junior, and today, somebody said there ain't no great and noble day, but there is, brother. Today, and the Bible said, brethren, if they be the Sadducees said like this, there was a man that married a wife and had no children, Brother Junior, and they began to say unto him, and he went on down through, Brother Fred, there were seven of them that had married her and had no children, and they began to say, in heaven, in the resurrection, whose wife will she be? They do greatly err, brethren, not knowing the power of God. About in heaven, there'll be no married or no giving in marriage, brethren. Today, whose wife will she be, brethren? She won't be nobody's wife when they get there, brethren. But the Sadducees, you see, they didn't believe in a resurrection, Brother Junior. But I believe in a resurrection. Why do you believe in a resurrection, Brother John? Because my king, brother, one day on that third and appointed morning, brother, Brother Gary, come out of that grave. Did he not? Oh, brethren, I want you to know, if we believe in no resurrection, brother, then our preaching is in vain today. But I want you to know, when you come out of there, you come out of there victorious over death, hell, and the grave. I'm not waiting for Satan to be defeated, Brother Junior. He's already been defeated today. If I told you that Satan has no power over the inward man, would you believe me, Brother Junior? He has no power over the inward man today. Because why, brother? Today he has a seal put up on him, brother. Oh, Brother David, ain't no thing can get him, brother. Brother Fred, he's already sealed, Brother Junior. And I want you to know, the inward man, brother, is already sure of heaven, as he's already there, Brother Junior. Oh, but here's the thing, Brother Greg, that we have to contend with here today, is this flesh. Here's what Paul said about it. He said, I know that is in me, there is no good thing that is in the flesh. When I go to do good, Brother Junior, what is it? Evil is present, brother. Right here it is. You heard Brother Junior say, Brother Corbin, what makes people die, brother? In the sin of Adam, brother, it was all come forth to another Gary. Therefore, there ain't none good, brother. The Bible said, why callest me thou good? There's none good except one, except the Father which is in heaven. Brother Greg, in that morning when I get up, Brother Fred, they say, what will I look like when I get up? I want you to know, I'll look like Jesus. Here's what it said, brother, when I raise in his likeness, then I'll be satisfied. I'm not satisfied here. Brother Lon, I'm walking in the glory land. Somebody said, I'm not walking in the glory land. When I'm in the spirit, Brother Junior, I'm walking in the glory land. And I want you to know, some says I'll never walk the streets, brother. When I'm in the spirit, brother, I'm walking on the street, brother. I'm getting a taste of what is yet to come. And so therefore, Brother Roger, don't worry, don't worry. God is there with you. Don't worry, Brother David. God will be with you. Don't worry. God is standing with outstretched arms, crying, oh, come unto me, all of you that are heavy laden. I'll tell you what I'll do for you. I'll give you rest for one, for your body. You know, Brother Junior, but I'll give you rest for your soul today. Oh, honey, he got up with me all the time. I got up last night. I wasn't feeling well. But Jesus was there, brother. And you know what? Jeremy, I love you, son. And today, I give my life for him, brother. And today, I give my life for everyone. But I love a brother to save them, but he would save them. A brother Fred. Oh, Jesus has already made the way, Brother Gary. He's already made the way. So therefore, Brother David, when we go, let us preach for him. Let us shout for him, Brother Junior. Let us stand up and be counted for the glory of God, Brother John. I know this season is hard on you. I know the seasons are hard. It's going to be the first year without Mother for us, Brother Fred. Oh, but here I know, as I sat down last night and read her obituary in the minute, Brother Gary, 70 years. Of she stayed in this old church, Brother Junior, and all the years that I got to walk with her, Brother Fred, had been a joy, you know, and all the years, Brother Junior, oh, every year that I got to preach with my dad, was a good time, Brother Fred, but you know what, the most enjoyable thing that we had was in common, was Jesus down in our heart. Oh, Brother Fred, when I was a young boy, I rung around like my little granddaughter here. I didn't have no thought of being here and preaching in this stand, Brother Junior. I didn't know nothing about it, you know what, but Jesus did, Brother. Somebody said Jesus didn't know, Brother Junior. You know all things. But here's the thing about it. God did not predestinate you for heaven or hell. God did not do that. God gave you a choice, Brother. God gave you a choice. He told you today, Jesus, as I picked up this little girl of mine, I thought of Brother Bill Cotton as he would stand here, Brother Junior, and hold his grandchildren and preach. And today, oh, today, I know today that Jesus reigns in my little girl here. I know, you know what, Brother Lon, you don't know how much you can love until you have these little grandchildren. You don't have any idea if you ain't got them, do you, Sister Kim? But when they come along, today, oh, Brother Fred, yes, I let them get by with too much. I don't correct them like I should. I let them do things that I wouldn't let Jeremy do. And I let them do things that I wouldn't let Jessica do. Because why? Because the love is so great. And not that I love them more than I do you. But you wait, son, if God lets you live long enough to have them. Brother Gary, they're so special. You know what? Oh, no wonder Gary said, yeah, when they brought him on and had it on his little knee, he said, except that you become as humble as this little child here. Young man, I love you. It's been a while since I've seen you. I want you to know I missed you when you wasn't here. And I want you to know that God goes with you wherever you go. Oh, Brother Greg, I know it's a joy to stand here, Brother Fred, and to preach. Brother Gary, the other night when I was at the little church you belong to, somebody said it's Brother Gary's church. No, it ain't. It don't belong to him. We have a bad thing of saying we're going down to Brother Terry's or Brother Junior's or Brother Greg's or somebody else's church. But I want you to know the church ain't this building, Brother Junior. Oh, the church is where that's in your heart, Brother.
Amen.
Where it's at. I carried around with me, Brother Corbett, you don't know this, but every time I pass a truck that's hauling cars, I look for you. And I said, maybe Brother Corbett's in there. And if he is, would you keep him safe? Would you hold on to him, Brother Corbett? Hell's to thee, brethren. I love you all because God born me of love.
Amen.
And he took care of me. And I'm glad to see all of you here today. If I didn't preach to please you, I want you to know I didn't come to please you.
Amen.
I come to please God. Now, if you don't like that, you take it up with God. You take it up with God. Don't take it up with me. Because when I tell you you're going to die, you better believe me. You're going to die. And you're going to be buried. Or you're going to be burned. You know, I talked to an undertaker the other day. And we're going to close my part. He said in probably 20 years from now, the major thing of happening to people would be burned. He said, because we have priced ourselves out of business. The very words he told me. He has priced ourselves out of business. We've got to the point that we're robbing people. Now this is him talking. And he said that people will be cremated.
Right.
Because of that.
Yeah.
But no matter what happens to you, Brother Bill, if you're burned or if you're laid in the heart of the earth, Juanita, he'll find us. He'll find us, Verlaine. You know, I kid Verlaine an awful lot because I love her so much. Ray, I love you. Not because you're Ray, not because you're Juanita, because you're Luke, but because I'm born of love.
Amen.
And I'm required to love you.
Absolutely.
And I don't find it hard to love you.
Right.
I find it hard to love your ways sometimes. And I find it hard to love my ways sometimes. And I find it hard, and I give out instructions to people. They don't take them. And the Lord gives me out instructions sometimes, and I don't take them.
Right.
Somebody said, I don't do that. I'm a Christian. I take always take instructions from God. You can't because of this right here. But here's the thing about it, people. There would be no Christmas without who? Without who? There is no Christmas without Christ. And I'm not going to burst your bubble and be mean to you, but if I told you that Christ wanted his birthday celebrated, would you believe me? In your heart. But not the way they celebrate it today. The Bible says this, Brother Junior, one day is what? One day is this no greater than any other day. One day is no greater than the other day. Brother David, according to Scriptures, we're not supposed to put one day above the other. Is that what it says, Brother Gary? Now, Brother Roger, I didn't write it. But that's the truth, brother. Jesus loves you, and I'm not trying to tell you not to have Christmas. I'm just telling you that Christmas is 365 days a year in my heart. Jesus lives with me all them times. I've done the best that I could. I've preached better and I've preached worse.